Lesson 30.
Exercise 3. Listen and check your answers for exercise 2.
And now we're going to take a look at extreme sports. What exactly are they? How dangerous are they? What makes people risk their lives to do them? Michelle is going to tell us all about them.
Speed, excitement, danger. You can find all these in the various extreme sports that have become popular in the last 10 years or so. Take bungee jumping, for instance. You jump off a bridge, like this one I'm standing on right now, and you fall and fall. And then, just before you hit the ground or water, an elastic rope pulls you back. Other extreme sports appear just as crazy. Look at this. In sky surfing, you jump out of an aeroplane and use a board to surf the air, doing gymnastics in mid-air. Amazing! And extreme sports on land can be just as dangerous. Winter sports have always had an element of danger. The new winter sports are even more dangerous. For example, snowboarding, which has all the excitement of surfing, but on snow, is more dangerous even than skiing. Probably the most dangerous of all the new winter sports is snow rafting. You sit in a rubber boat and sail down a mountain at great speed, and you can't control the boat. Of course, water sports have always been fun. In whitewater rafting, you sit in a small inflatable raft and go down a river at great speed. Fast flowing mountain rivers are the best. Then there is ice diving, for those people who are absolutely crazy. You put on diving equipment and dive under a frozen lake. And if that's not enough, you then try to walk upside down on the ice. I feel cold just thinking about it.
Exercise 4. Listen to two people talking about extreme sports. Complete the table in your book.
So, tell me, Carol, what sort of extreme sports do you do?
I like bungee jumping. It's great. Really exciting.
But what makes you do bungee jumping?
Well, I get nervous, you know. But when I'm jumping, I feel great. It's like being a bird.
Really? What about other extreme sports?
I'd love to try sky surfing, but it's very expensive, you know.
Right. Are there any sports you wouldn't try?
I'm pretty adventurous. But even I wouldn't like to do snow rafting. There have been some terrible accidents. But I also don't like dull sports. I hate doing boring sports, like tennis. Personally, I'd prefer to stay at home.
Oh, it's not that bad. Thank you very much, Carol. And now we have another extreme sports fan, Jonathan. Jonathan, what extreme sports do you do?
Well, I prefer winter sports. There's something about snow. I love going skiing, and I quite like snowboarding. It's really cool.
So why do you do it?
Well, as I said, I'm a snow fanatic, and I love sports where there's speed. I can't stand slow sports, you know, like sailing.
What other sports would you like to try?
I'd quite like to go ice diving. It sounds crazy.
Are there any sports you wouldn't like to try?
Oh, yeah. I can't stand heights. I'd hate to do bungee jumping. It looks absolutely terrifying.
It certainly does. Right, Jonathan, thank you very much.
Exercise 5. Listen to the interview again. Complete the function file.
So, tell me, Carol, what sort of extreme sports do you do?
I like bungee jumping. It's great. Really exciting.
But what makes you do bungee jumping?
Well, I get nervous, you know. But when I'm jumping, I feel great. It's like being a bird.
Really? What about other extreme sports?
I'd love to try sky surfing, but it's very expensive, you know.
Right. Are there any sports you wouldn't try?
I'm pretty adventurous, but even I wouldn't like to do snow rafting. There have been some terrible accidents, but I also don't like dull sports. I hate doing boring sports, like tennis. Personally, I'd prefer to stay at home.
No, it's not that bad. Thank you very much, Carol. And now we have another extreme sports fan, Jonathan. Jonathan, what extreme sports do you do?
Well, I prefer winter sports. There's something about snow. I love going skiing, and I quite like snowboarding. It's really cool.
So why do you do it?
Well, as I said, I'm a snow fanatic, and I love sports where there's speed. I can't stand slow sports, you know, like sailing.
What other sports would you like to try?
I'd quite like to go ice diving. It sounds crazy.
Are there any sports you wouldn't like to try?
Oh, yeah. I can't stand heights. I'd hate to do bungee jumping. It looks absolutely terrifying.
It certainly does. Right, Jonathan, thank you very much.
Pronunciation. Exercise 9. Listen to the questions. In which of them does the intonation go up at the end? Then listen again and repeat the questions. 1.
What sports do you like doing?
2.
Do you like watching sport on TV?
3.
Have you ever turned up late for a match?
4.
If your school asked you to be in a team, would you try to back out?
5.
Do you think you'll ever take up a dangerous sport?
6.
What extreme sports would you like to try?
7.
What extreme sports couldn't you go through with?
8.
Have you ever watched extreme sports on TV?
Comparing cultures. Listen to a person talking about sports in the USA and Britain. And answer the questions in your book.
American football is one of the most popular sports in the United States. It's a very physical game, and the players wear helmets and special protective clothes. Baseball is a popular summer sport, and there are 2 major leagues. Basketball is the 3rd most popular sport, and top basketball players can earn millions of dollars. Football, or soccer, is only a minority sport in the USA, though the national team has qualified for World Cups recently. In Britain, the most popular sport in winter is definitely football, and some clubs like Manchester United are famous all over the world. Rugby is another popular winter sport. Like American football, it's very physical and can be quite dangerous, but the players don't wear any protective clothing. In the summer, cricket is the main sport. Very few countries outside Britain play it. Only old colonies like India, Pakistan, the Caribbean, Australia, and New Zealand. Cricket is a very complicated game. It's very slow, and games can take up to 5 days.